Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for January 26th. Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 27. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Indeed, Elijah is coming first, and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already. And they did not know him, and did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire, and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out from him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and the third day he will be raised up." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. When they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." When he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take taxes and customs? From their sons or from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea and cast in a hook. Take the fish that comes up first, and when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and for you." Psalm 22, verses 1 through 18. This is to the chief musician, set to the deer of the dawn, a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you, they trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered, they trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip, they shake their head, saying, "He trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me, strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths, like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Proverbs chapter 5, verses 7 through 14. "Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, the immoral woman, and do not go near to the door of her house, lest you give her honor to others, and your years to the cruel one. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, Now I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and the congregation. And that's the reading for January 26th. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, on this day that we have to live, we choose to live it for you. We thank you for your precious word, the word that is illuminating into our life. It shows us the way that we are to go. Lord, when we depart from it, let us quickly turn to you and ask for forgiveness. Confess our sins, Lord. And as we confess before you our shortcomings, our inabilities, our lackadaisical attitude, our rejection of those things that you have told us to do, or indifference to those things that you have told us to do, Lord, might we ever come to you and ask for forgiveness and turn from that indifferent attitude and that indifferent way and begin to strive to serve you in every way possible. Lord, guide us and direct us now, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. This is Pastor Cecil.